And wheel. I'd like for you to turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 11. Ecclesiastes, chapter number 11. I'd read this verse and pondered some on it through the week. Had no intentions to preach here this morning. But during the Sunday school hour, the Lord began to work in my heart. And I'm just going to try to follow Him, His direction. I don't know how long will be. Don't even know what all we'll say. But I believe the Lord knows exactly what we need this morning. I believe He'd have us to be here in this chapter. And the thought stirring on my heart as Sunday school hour was being held, going on, some things said there. And I might repeat a few things that were said, but that'll be all right. I believe the Lord's wanting to help us this morning. I appreciate help already in my heart and trust that He'll help us some more as the day goes on today. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, when you found your place, and if you're physically able and willing to stand, we'll stand together out of reverence and honor to the reading of the Word of God. I just want to read one verse this morning. Try our best to give you what the Lord has put on our heart for the service today. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. We'll read verse number 4. The Bible says, "He that observeth the wind shall not sow. And he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap." Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I want to preach this morning, if God would help me, for just a few minutes on living by faith. I thought about, while the Sunday school hour was going on, what was said about the song that is in our hymnal, and I looked at it again, about not caring about what tomorrow comes. Not worrying and wondering about how good or how bad it may be. We just know we have something to do. We do it anyway. And I thought about living by faith is what the author of the song titled it and what the Bible says that faith is. It says it is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. It is that reassures us that though we don't understand, and though it doesn't make sense, and though we cannot see it yet, that it will come about. It doesn't matter whether we can see it. The Bible said that we walk by faith, not by sight. You say, well, how important is this thing of living or walking by faith? Well, the Bible puts so much emphasis on faith that the writer of the book of Hebrews said that without it, it is impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that He is. The Bible says in another part, who hath seen God at any time? I've never laid my eyes on Him, but by the eye of faith I know and am persuaded and are sure that He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. There are so many things in this life, in my life, in your life, that if we're not careful, we'll be the enemy and war against us living by faith. There are distractions, there is discouragement, there is doubt in this life, and if we're not careful, we'll let those doubts, we'll let that discouragement, we'll let the distractions and the busyness of this life keep us from walking in the path that we can and ought to walk in with God. I read this scripture, and the Bible said we don't preach, not many that I know of. I haven't much in all the years that I've been preaching. I don't preach out of this book a whole lot, but Solomon is the writer here, and he writes about everyday things and imparts his wisdom by the help of God to us. And he makes this simple statement, and he says in verse number 4, "He that observeth the wind shall not sow." What he means by that is that if a man's going to sow, and all he's concerned about is not so much the sowing, but the circumstances in which he sows, and he sits around all day and wrings and twists his hands and looks at the weather forecast and says, "Well, it's going to be windy today, I can't sow, or it's going to rain today, I can't sow, or the sun's not going to shine today, I can't sow." If all a person does is observe their circumstances, they will never do what it is they ought to be doing for God. But they must walk and live by faith. I thought about it's recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke's gospel of that parable of the sower. And I read it again this morning while the Sunday school air was going on. And the Lord said this. He said, "Behold, a sower went forth to sow." It didn't say he sat down the night before and checked and seen that the forecast was right to sow. He just knew he had seed in the bag and it belonged in the ground. And his job was to put the seed on the ground. His job was to sow. And regardless of the weather, regardless of his circumstances, he just went forth and sowed. How many times in our life? It was mentioned this morning at the end of the Sunday school hour. And that's not just we think when somebody preaches about sowing that they're preaching about the preacher. That's not right. The Bible said we're all sowing. And if we sow to the flesh, we shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if we sow to the Spirit, we shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And so Paul gave the church of Galatia a charge, I believe, that needs to be charged to us again. And he said, "Be not weary in well-doing." That's not just for the preacher. That's not just for the officer of the church. But that's for every child of God. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And so if we're going to reap, then that means somewhere along the line there's been some sowing that's went on in our life. But we cannot worry about the weather. We cannot worry about our circumstances. I understand, I'm not saying that we're going to live all our life and never worry. I do believe personally, you can believe what you want to believe. I believe if we could really get in that place that Paul talked about, that David talked about, that we could probably actually rid ourselves of all fleshly worry. If we really live by faith, that is not by sight, that is not being distracted, that is not being discouraged by our circumstances, if we really can stand and say that we care not today what tomorrow may bring, if sunshine, if clouds or sunshine or rain, because the Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. I think we could live a better life. I think we could live a more peaceful life without the worry and the stress and the fear and the anxiety that everybody seemingly is under in our church world today. Because we just don't live by faith. And I'm saying we. I believe the Lord's wanting to help us this morning. I appreciate what He's already doing in my heart. And I need to hear it just as much as anybody else. I have worries. I have doubts. I have fears. I have stress. I have anxiety. And it just is human nature. But if we can ever get to the place where we walk hand in hand with Him in faith and by faith and be in that place, we can do a lot better. We can get rid of some of the stuff that that hangs on to us. And that distracts us, pulls us away. And I understand that we could preach this morning about all the distractions and the technologies and the cell phones and the computer and the social media and all of that. But I'm going to tell you what, there's more distraction in our doubts and in our fears than there is in our social media, than there is in our cell phones, because we as the people of God sit around spiritually observing the clouds, and as long as we look at the clouds and as long as we consider the wind, we will not sow. Matter of fact, he said, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. It's not just keeping us from doing what we ought to do, but it's keeping us from enjoying what we ought to be able to enjoy. The blessings of life, the blessings of God, the fruit of our labors that God has given to us, because we are so distracted by the weather of our lives. That's right. And so if we're going to live by faith, we can't be worried about the weather. But then I want to say, if we're going to live by faith, we can't be worried about where the seed falls. I was reading that sower, and it's just very simple and elementary. God just give it to me. I'm honest, sitting right here on the pew this morning. I'd never thought of it before in my life. I'd never had studied it, never thought about it. But I believe it's what God is saying in my heart to me and wanting me to say to you this morning. We can't worry about the weather if all we're going to do is look outside and look at all the clouds and say, well, the sun ain't shining today and the winds are blowing, and not so we're going to live in discouragement and defeat.
Right.
If we just go ahead and sow anyway. Now we may encounter some resistance. The brethren may say, what are you doing? It's not a good day to sow today. It's not any of their business whether we sow today or not. If God puts seed in the bag, it's a time to sow. So we can't worry about the weather. Then we can't worry about where the seed falls. I read over there again this morning about that sower. The Bible said he went forth to sow. That's all he was interested in, was getting the seed that had been put in his bag out of the bag and on the ground. And that's all our business is. It's all my business is to get the seed that God puts in the bag out of the bag and sow the seed. It's not up to me where it lands. If we could ever get that, and I know that it does have application to men of God, and it's a blessed day in my life when I quit preaching to see people come to the altar. I mean, I want to see them come, want you to come if you feel like you need to come. But if all I ever preach is for people to come and they don't come, I'm going to leave defeated and discouraged. If all I ever preach for is for people to shout, and I like to hear them shout, and they don't shout, I'll leave discouraged. But if I preach because he told me to, and to glorify and magnify him, and to get out the seed he puts in the bag, then it's up to him and them what happens after that. We can't worry about where it falls. Bible said he went to sow, and he just did what he's told to do. Some of it fell by the wayside. And it said it was trampled upon, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it. You know what? If he was most of us, most average Baptist church members, when he saw the birds come, he'd have zipped up his sack and went to the house. And said, well, I'm not doing any good if all I'm doing is just casting it out for it to go away. But he kept sowing. We can't get hung up. There'll be so much discouragement if we focus on where it falls. But the Bible said he just kept sowing. And as he sowed, the Bible said some fell on stony ground where it had not much depthness of earth. And forthwith it sprung up quickly. And when the sun was up, it was quenched. It took the life out of it and it died. And if that had been most of us, we'd have quit right there too. But he kept sowing. And then the Bible said some fell among thorns. And they grew up and the thorns grew as well. And it choked it out and it died. And we'd have quit there too. Ain't it amazing that before he ever gets to good ground, he has to go through all them other places. God could have started with the good ground and then said, then other fail. But you know what? Wouldn't have been much faith if he'd have seen an evidence before it's time. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. The faith we have is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He had not yet seen it fall in good ground. He had not yet seen it come up, but he had a hope and he had the substance that someday good ground would come. And it would come up. And the Bible said then he got to good ground. And he's been through all the trouble and all the heartache. And he's not worried about the weather. He's not worried about the clouds. He's not worried about the wind. He's not worried about the rain. He's not worried about the sun. He's not worried about where it's fell. He's forgot about the rocks. He's forgot about the birds. He's forgot about the thorns. But now he's in good ground. And he sows the seed. And even there, it's not up to him where it falls. I'm going to tell you something this morning. It's not up to us where our seed lands. And I'm going to tell you something. You never know when good ground's coming. What if you quit in the thorns with good ground just around the corner? What if you quit in the rocks with good ground just around the corner? You say, I've tried to tell my lost loved ones about the Lord. I've prayed for them. I've witnessed to them. And it seems like the fowls are taking it away. And the thorns are choking it out. And the stones keep them from growing. Just keep sowing and keep going. Live by faith. Good ground just around the corner. But then we sow on good ground. I'm about done this morning. I've done what I feel like I ought to do. We can't worry if we're going to live by faith. We can't concern ourselves with the weather. We can't concern ourselves with where the seed falls. We can't concern ourselves with how much comes up. The Bible said he sowed on good ground. Now, as far as I can tell, it never classifies one good ground from another. It was just natural that some brought forth more than others. It said some brought forth 30, some 60, and some 100. Sometimes in our life, just as it was said this morning in Sunday school, I think I need to reiterate it. I think the Lord's wanting to drive this point home right here. Sometimes in our life, we come to the house of God and inside of us there's just an overwhelming attitude of gratitude. We may not feel that strong pull from another world to say anything. It might not, as we said, feel like dynamite in our heart, but if we can stand up and sow some seed in some good ground, don't be discouraged if it don't bring up 100 or 60, if it brings up 30, whatever God says for it to do, it will. Do. It's not up to us anyway. Read the book. Paul said, I've planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. And so it's not up to me. If I was to go out here, and I'm just going to preach and be honest this morning, it's just us right here. If I was to go out here, there's a whole lot of preachers that I could call their name. And in my eyes, every time they stand, it's like a hundredfold comes out of the ground. And there have been days in my life I beat myself up, cried myself to sleep, wondering and worrying why that my preaching didn't do what theirs did. But there's a blessed day in my life that God reminded me He's the one that put the seed in the bag. He knew what he's going to bring up for it ever got in there. And all I'm supposed to do is sow the seed and let him take care of the rest. I may never be a hundredfold preacher, and I'm all right with that. If all I've got is 30-fold seed, I'll sow my seed by faith. I'll walk hand in hand with him and let him take care of it all. You say, I wouldn't say that. Well, I'm just being honest. You know why I feel like I need to say that? Because I'm looking over people this morning that I believe is your pastor. With all my heart, you fretted and worried about the words to say, and how it seems like somebody else can testify so much better than you, and you're afraid that your testimony won't bring up 100-fold. If it don't worry about it. If all you got's 30-fold seed, if all you can stand and say is thank God for saving me, you ought to stand and sow the seed and let her fall in good ground, and let God do what He wants to do with you. Just live by faith. It's amazing what this faith stuff will do. I've been in services where the singing groups got up and they're all primed and pumped and polished, and all their clothes matched. And I'm not belittling anybody for doing that. But they get up and they got all the notes right, and they practice for months and months, and they can harmonize and switch parts when they need to. And oh, it sounds good to the ear. And to us, it would seem like 100-fold seed must be in their bag. But then nothing comes up. But I've been in places before where dear saints of God have stood, and probably if the truth was known, they couldn't read nor write. They didn't have no songbooks. They didn't have no CDs on the table in the back. They didn't know how to really sing in tune or harmonize with one another. But I'm going to tell you what, more important than harmonizing with one another is that their soul was in harmony with His, and there's something come out of them. And to look at them, to be an estimator of them, you'd think they ain't no good seed in their bag. But lo and behold, here it comes and here it comes up. You say, what happened? They lived by faith. People drive up and down the road. Religious people drive up and down the road. So-called preachers probably drive up and down the road. And I'm not trying to be mean. And I'm not trying to cast a bad light on anybody. But they probably drive up and down the road by our building, and they think there ain't nothing going on in here. But little do they know. And it ain't about the building, and it ain't about me, and it ain't about you. But for some unforeseen reason, the Lord of heaven has saw fit to put seed in the bag today. And He saw fit to let her go out and find some good ground. And He saw fit to let her start coming up. And it just may be that there's some 100-fold seed around Gospel Way Baptist Church. And there's no telling what'll happen. It will just do what God says to do. Regardless of how little we feel. Regardless of how little we feel we have to do. Regardless of how much we stumble and stammer about our words to try to tell God what He means to us. If a seed in the bag, it don't belong in the bag, it belongs on the ground. Just reach your hand in one more time. You say, the last time I reached in there is getting pretty low. Oh, but that's the last time. Why don't you reach your hand in the bag again and see if there ain't a little more He's put in? And it might be better seed than last time. It might bring up more than last time. And just walk by faith and do what He says to do. I don't know. That's a phrase nobody likes to use. And that's a phrase most preachers won't use in this day. But if we'd be honest, we would. And I'll say this morning. I don't know what all God's plans are for Gospel Way Baptist Church. But I've seen enough evidence to know that they seed in the bag. And so, if we ever own the building or if we don't, it'll be okay. I'm just going to walk by faith. I'm going to keep coming to this little place by the side of the road and pulling up. And sometimes we get aggravated because people don't care for our parking lot like we'd like them to. And I'll be the first, I didn't know I was going to say this, but I feel like I ought to. I'll be the first to admit I've walked in here mad and upset because of what others have done, but I'm not going to worry about that no more. If they want to spin it up, God will send us some money. We'll call the dump truck and bring another load in, and they can spin it up all they want to. I'm enjoying what's going on inside the house of God. I'm just going to walk by faith, put my hand in the bag, trust he'll fill it up again. It may run out tomorrow, but if he does, I expect him to come by and put more in it again. I'm just going to walk by faith and do the best I know to do. How about you this morning? As we stand all over the house this morning, I'm done.